That black 4-5, I gotta put it on. That chrome Glock 9, I gotta put it on.
All right. Good morning, everybody checking in on the West Coast. Good afternoon, everybody checking in on the East Coast. This is another Chappelle Show. I'm your host, Courtney Chappelle. This being the first show, we're going to touch on a few topics that I personally care about. We're going to touch on Odell Beckham. We're going to touch on Carmelo Anthony. And we're going to touch on the person we're going to kick this show off with, which is Colin Kaepernick. It's been a major topic in the sports world so far, so we're going to do that one first. Now, last Friday, Facebook, I woke up about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and my timeline was full of cap talk, debates, back and forth, a whole bunch of stuff. It's annoying. It's about the billionth time I've heard debates, read debates, seen it. I'm absolutely tired of talking about it. So I decided to add my two cents in, and I put up a post that read, and I quote, "Fuck Colin Kaepernick. I appreciate his stance, but his skills suck." And boy, did I ruffle a few feathers, about 70 comments worth of feathers I ruffled. It extended all the way into the next day. I was called everything from a coon to told I was dancing for the white man, called stupid. I was even told I was the boyfriend of Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis. All it is because of the opinion of little old me. I didn't understand it. Y'all know me. I'm going to debate. I'm going to go back and forth. I don't care what y'all think. So before I get into my whole point and how I feel about him, let me be clear when I say this. In the voice of Eddie from the Barbershop, man, fuck Colin Kaepernick. Just how I feel. Not going to change my stance. Not going to budge a little bit. Now, why do I feel this way? Well, Colin Kaepernick came into the NFL in 2011. I don't think he played much that first year. I think he played more the second year after Alex Smith got hurt. Either way, that doesn't really matter. From 2011 to at least 2015, when he first started showing images of standing up for injustices and fighting for the oppressed, well over 200 people were dealing with police brutality, injustices, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't hear nothing from him. Fine. Maybe, you know, he playing football. He not really into the news media, the headlines. Let's just go to the nationally headlining cases. February 26, 2012, Trayvon Martin shooting happens. You didn't see one post from Colin Kaepernick. You didn't see a picture with a hoodie. You didn't see the Skittles or the sweet tea. We've seen it. We've seen it from basketball players. We've seen some football players speak on it. He didn't say a word. He did mention on his social media, though, about his GQ cover or his GQ ad, which was published then. Fair enough. Maybe it didn't really touch him that bad. It was all over the news. We all fighting for it. We all argued. We all had opinions. He didn't open his mouth one time. He went to the Super Bowl 2013. He was on the biggest stage possible, y'all. This is the biggest stage you could be in the NFL. Do anybody remember him speaking up? Do anybody remember him taking a stance? Do anybody remember him having any opinions on it? No. You remember that? You remember that Mighty Wings commercial when he was dancing for them chicken wings, though? He was dancing for chicken wings. You remember that? McDonald's don't even sell chicken wings no more. He took that check. He ain't opened his mouth one time. He didn't feel oppressed. He wasn't speaking up for nobody's injustice. Nothing. Cool. No problem. Let's fast forward another year. July 17, 2014, Eric Garner happens. Still nothing. You didn't hear from him. He didn't say anything. There wasn't an Instagram post. It was none of that. You don't hear nothing about injustices or oppression from Colin Kaepernick to like 2015. My question is, why? What took so long? You didn't see none of this before? You've been in the league since 2011. That's four whole years. Nothing. You didn't feel none of this. All over the news. Everybody's talking about it. There's no way you can miss this. Not a word. Super Bowl run, not a word. butt ass naked on the ESPN cover, not a word. All of these different platforms you were on, not one word. All of a sudden, when they start talking trade talk and you getting cut and you about to get up out the league because you suck, all of a sudden, injustice, oppression. Now you starting to feel it. You ain't feel it before. Nothing, nowhere. Again, let me state, I appreciate a stand. I appreciate anybody who's going to stand up for injustices. I appreciate anybody who wants to fight for us. I just question the timing of it. I just feel like it wasn't until you was about to get pushed about the league because of your skills that you felt this way. I felt like this was an easy way for you to keep your name relevant and keep yourself in the headlines. They not going to cut you when you do when you taking a stance. That looked bad on the organization. They still technically didn't cut you. You opted out. Let's be correct. They didn't cut you. You opted out, and they've chose not to sign you. Are you better than some of the quarterbacks that have been picked up, some of the backups, some of the starters? Probably. But that didn't make you good. That just means they suck too. Fair. My point in all of this is, what took so long? Again, some people say, oh, well, he got a girlfriend and she's big on the Black Lives Matter thing and she kind of changed him. It took a girl for you to see the injustices going on in America. I'm not believing it, fam. I don't care. I don't buy it. Sorry. I just felt like this was a way for you to keep yourself relevant and try to keep yourself in the league. The problem with that is you had to know that when you did this, you were going to get pushback from the league. You had to know that. It's impossible for you not to know that. It's completely impossible. You had to know that. You're not the only person who has stood up to the powers that be. And everybody who stood up to the powers that be got pushback. Some got banned out of leagues. Some was sent to jail. That's just the way of the world. When you become the rebel and you fight back, there's gonna be some pushback. But even then, fine. Everybody behind you, everybody you taking a stand for injustices, cool. You went from sitting down to kneeling. Fine. Found that questionable. Now you've said that you will not kneel if you are let back in the league or you are picked up by a team. My question is, did anything change? You did this for injustices. You did this for a political stance, the conversation to be had, but nothing changed. So you're okay with nothing changing. You just wanted to make a statement. Nothing's changed yet. Absolutely nothing has changed. We still suffering from the same things. Why are you willing to stand? Why do you even want to play for a corporation that wants to silence your voice when you're taking a stance on injustices? Why? Again, nobody can explain it to me. Nobody can give me this information. I'm being called a coon and all these extra things, but nobody can explain to me any of the things that I'm pointing out. You can look it up for yourself. His Instagram is wide open. You tell me where you seen him care about anything that was going on from 2011 to about 2015. Somebody point it out for me. Anybody. I beg of you. You can post it. Give me a comment. Any way you put it. I got to mention this. I missed this earlier in the point. I got to mention this. But you also rubbed me the wrong way when you came out with an afro and a leather jacket. Like, come on, bro. Like, you just doing a lot. I've never seen, like, where's this super activist coming from? Like, they nowhere to be found. And then, boom, super activist. I just don't believe these are your thoughts. I think you're fighting someone else's thought. They pushed this agenda on you and you decided to take it upon yourself. Cool. I'm not fighting against it. All I'm saying is, come up with your own reasons. Come up with your own fight. I believe somebody's a puppet master. I believe somebody's pulling the strings behind this. I don't believe this is your own thought. I'm sorry. A lot of people are screaming, why am I taking this position? Why am I tearing a black man? I'm not at all. Not at all. I just don't believe you. This is just that simple. I just don't believe Colin Kaepernick. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't believe Colin Kaepernick. I'm not going to believe Colin Kaepernick. I don't think it was genuine on his part in the beginning. Now, after all, and he's probably done the research and the homework and been around and, you know, went to these communities and everything. Now it might be real. But when he originally did this, no. This was about keeping himself in the league. Unfortunately, he didn't do his homework and realized that that wasn't going to keep him in the league. If anything, that was going to help him get out faster. Just the way it is. NFL been like that. It's a business. They worried about sponsors. They ain't worried about you. It is what it is. Now, to the fans and the people that feel like, oh, screw the NFL. Fight for it. No, we can't let this happen. I say this to y'all. Don't go to no practices. Don't go to no games. Don't watch no games. Don't buy no jerseys. Don't do none of that. If you feel that way, and you feel like, oh, this is bad. They are pushing him out because of a silent protest, and it's not right, and he's better than these quarterbacks. Don't support him then. Hurt him in the pockets where it really matters. They care about sponsors. Show them what really matters. I challenge y'all all to do that. I'm guaranteed most of y'all going to watch the game tonight, which is a preseason game. Y'all fake care. He touched on a subject that is really, really relevant in the hearts of the black community. And y'all bought it. Cool. Y'all want to buy it? Go buy it. I'm not buying it. Sorry. My opinion, I'm not changing. I'm not budging. I won't move. And I don't care. I don't believe them. Sorry. Either way, that's my take on the topic. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more.
It's like that, yeah. It's like that now. It's like that, uh-huh. It's like that. Oh, 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 that new bounce.
All right, y'all. For my second topic, I'm going to address one Carmelo Anthony. And I have a message for you. And it is through the form of a song. Artist Casanova. Song, Don't Run. My message is, fuck boy, don't run. For the last three years, we've heard Phil Jackson, triangle. That's the issue. Not you, not the team mostly. I mean, besides the players he's using because it's all worried about the triangle. Cool. We heard that for 3 years. He's gone. Pushed out. You won. Porzingis won. You guys are the winners here. He's gone. He's out of the pocket. Why are you so quick to run now? And not only are you quick to run, you're going back to the Western Conference where you originally came from. It didn't get any easier over there. Actually, it might be a little tougher over there. I don't know. Depends. Certain perspectives might feel that way. But it ain't no easy over there. Your easiest path to a conference final and maybe a championship, even a chance to sniff at one, is an Eastern Conference. The way I see it, if you're going to run and leave New York, the place you quote-unquote came home to win and you know, make relevant, go to Cleveland. Go to your homeboy, Bron. Don't go to James Harden, Chris Paul. Neither one of those are winners. Neither one of them guys are winners as far as team accomplishments. Neither one. If I'm correct, both have blown 3-1 leads. Neither have been to the finals. Chris Paul, I don't even think, has been to a Western Conference finals. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of going to Houston? So you could be the big dog? Oh, no state tax, get more money. I see you, big homie. Get that check. Either way, you're home. You're where you need to be. You're in an organization. You've taken a stance on political topics and how we need to stick together and grind. And currently, you are under the administration with the only African-American duo. As of yesterday, they hired about 4 more African-Americans. It's pretty black over there for you, man. I would think this is where you want to be and where you would try to win and I'm not understanding what's the point of running in Houston. I don't see what Houston's going to do for you. Yeah, you're going to score a lot of points. You're not going to be Golden State. Y'all might lose to Minnesota. Let's keep it real. Y'all might lose to Minnesota. Let me see who else y'all not better. San Antonio's still going to be able to beat y'all. It's not going to change. Going to Houston is not going to change the fact that you don't like to play defense. Let's be real. Not that you can't. You just don't like to. It's not going to change the fact that they still gonna, your team is still going to need you to rebound. It's not going to change the fact that your team's still going to need you to move the ball. Going to D'Antoni, which you've already done. Yeah, time changes. People heal. People grow. You still played there. 6 seconds left. 6 seconds of left offense. No defense. I don't see it. And let's be real about this. Let's have a real conversation about this. LeBron James is the big dog in the Eastern Conference. You're supposed to be the other big dog. It's supposed to be you and him running the Eastern Conference right now. It is not supposed to be Isaiah Thomas and the Boston Celtics. Let's be real. Been in the league 14 years. Elite scorer. Arguably the second or third best player out of your draft right now. D-Wade's ahead of you because of rings. You don't have an MVP. You don't have an all-star MVP. You got one scoring title. I don't get it. I don't understand. Do you not want to be great? Like right now you having a, you're going to make the Hall of Fame, but it's so-so. There's a lot left to be desired. We should be talking about an Eastern Conference Finals run in between you and LeBron. Simple. If LeBron James was on this Knicks team, they'd have him at least going to the Eastern Conference Finals by far. Actually, they'd have him taking it going to the finals. That's your homeboy. Like, you know, you're supposed to be the second best player out of, you were supposed to be the second best player coming out of that draft. What happened? I feel like you're running. Don't run now. He gone now. I was all with you leaving when Phil was there. He ain't there no more. I don't get it. I need an explanation. I need somebody to help me understand what's going on, because the Western Conference ain't for you. And really, the last 2-3 years, you steadily declined. Again, everybody want to blame the triangle, but I've seen some great offensive scores in the triangle. Amongst anything, win, lose, or draw, I've seen some great offensive performances in the triangle. At least enough to get you to the playoffs. You're not even in the playoffs. You made the playoffs the first 10 years of your career. You have missed the last three. All of that cannot be because of the triangle. Like, all of that cannot be because of the triangle. I've seen a couple injuries here and there. Some freakish. The leg one when you landed on the referee with your knee. The shoulder one. But outside of that, I don't really see anything that has caused you to miss three playoff in a row. Literally. Like, I'm not understanding. I'm trying to figure this out. Let's see. Let's look at your team for right now. It's you, Porzingis, Willie Herengonas, Courtney Lee, Joakim Noah, Ramon Sessions, Michael Beasley, Damon Dotson, Frank Ntilikina, Kaminskas, Kylo Quinn. I think I named everybody. Lance Thomas. Let me think. I believe I might be missing one more. Might be missing one more, give or take. I'm not really sure. I'm going off the top of my head. I can't really think it through. But either way, you got, Tim Hardaway Jr., who has just returned. The guy that you were complaining about, you know, the guy that you were upset that was traded. He's back now. He's older. He's more seasoned. He's been in some playoffs. There you go. So you got a nice mixture of vets and young guys. What's the problem? Can you not get this team into the playoffs? Can you not compete with this team? Can you not get 40-plus wins with this team? If you can't do that, then I don't view you as a superstar. Well, I really don't view you as a superstar right now. You're barely making all-star games. Like, let's be real. You're barely making them. This is the truth. Like, anybody could do the research on it. You're barely making playoff games. Step it up, brother. Nobody wants to hear it no more. This is enough is enough. Somehow, some way, Phil Jackson made you a sympathetic figure, and everybody's been riding that wave since. Whatever. I have no sympathy for you. Get in the playoffs. That's what matters. The playoffs. Anything less is a failure. Actually, not even playoffs. Get to an Eastern Conference Finals. Anything else, anything less is a failure. We're tired of seeing those workout videos. We don't want to see them no more. We don't care. We've been watching workout videos for 3 years. You look great in workouts. For some reason, you have a floater in workouts and you are allergic to floaters in the game. Help us understand. But anyway, for the last 3 years, we've watched great workouts. That has not done nothing for the season. We don't care. We don't want to talk about you no more. No more unless you're winning. We don't want to talk about you no more. No more. D-Wade is even in the playoffs. D-Wade. Every team he's gone to except that 1 year after Bron and unless he's been in the playoffs at least. Bare minimum, he's in the offs. Figure it out. You're a vet. Get in the offs. That being said, we're going to take another 15-minute break, y'all. Don't trip on me. Don't trip on me. Nigga, don't hang. Niggas will always be niggas. All right, y'all. Last but not least, I'm going to address Mr. Odell Beckham Jr. Now, when you were drafted, I knew nothing of you. I was working out in Atlanta, and multiple people, knowing I'm a Giants fan, asked me how I felt about it. I didn't know much about you, so I was like, I don't know. Drafted a receiver, good, but I don't know much about him. Did some homework. It was like, okay, it's cool. Pretty good. Nah, I got a couple good friends. It's like, yo, he the truth. Dominant. I actually got one friend who's raving about seeing you catch a pass with one hand, catch a kickoff return with one hand, and said that's not something everybody does. Cool. No problem. First year, kind of lit it up. Got excited. Second year was, okay. That was cool. Seeing some shaky things out of you, but we'll address that later. Third year, you got in the playoffs. It was a up and down year, got in the playoffs. And in your first playoff, you sucked. Horrible. Terrible. Fair. My message to you is, I don't care. And I know it's just little old me. Who cares what you think? But oh well, I'll be debating this all year. And I don't care. I don't care if you get 100 plus catches. I don't care if you get 20 plus touchdowns. I don't care if you get an MVP. I don't care. I don't care what you do until you get back to the playoffs and you perform and perform at the highest level. You play in New York City. I don't know what the expectations was when you were in LSU. I know when you're playing in New York City for the New York Giants, the expectations is not always to win, because we don't often make the playoffs as the Giants. In our Super Bowl years, it's like once every 4 years. Well, in the Eli years. The point is, when you get in the playoffs, because we're not there often, we expect you to win. We don't expect you to come out there and drop passes and look and stare at your hands like, what's wrong? You're what's wrong. Catch the football. Now, I wasn't surprised. Let me not even say this is not new. I just wasn't surprised that you dropped the footballs. I actually had a big debate and argument with two of my good friends about that Friday before the game. No, that Thursday before the game. I had a big debate and argument about this. And they told me I was crazy. They told me, oh, you just hating. Odell gonna light it up. And I warned them. Big moments, boy dropped that football. The big moments, the bang moments, he drops that football. And I think he gonna drop it. Oh, they argued me down. We was on the phone for about an hour and a half. Just arguing me down that I'm crazy. He don't got many drops. Look how many catches he got. You worry about the little bit of drops. I know. You came out against undefeated Carolina Panthers. First play. Boom. Eli drop it right in the basket. Drop. Back to looking at your hands. That's when the whole Josh Norman fight came out. Okay, cool. I know. Got back to Josh Norman again. Big game last year. Dropped some passes again. They actually gave you a catch on a pass that you really dropped. Fair enough. Another one. Big drops. Left and right. Always got big drops. Always got big drops. Cool. Get into the playoffs. What you do? Drop, 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 drop. We don't care about one-hand catches. I'd rather see you catch the ball with two hands than one hand if it's going to get us a touchdown, keep the play moving, or get us a playoff win. I care more about the playoff win than how special you are at catching the football, how you can do it athletically. I don't care. Is it fair to blame the entire playoff game on you? No. Do I? Yeah. Let's look at your counterparts. Antonio Brown didn't do much in that playoff win. He didn't do much. But his few catches, his few targets, he caught the football, and I believe he got two touchdowns. Bingo. I believe you had an opportunity to get about two touchdowns that you didn't make happen or keep a drive going on a third down that you didn't make happen. That's on you. To me, you let the team down. That's on you. Yeah, the rookie went out and dropped some passes too, but hey, he just following his vet. He just following his guy. You drop it, he drop it. Y'all in this together. Fair enough. We're in a new season now. You still dancing, which is cool. I don't mind you dancing. I don't mind if you want to fight the flagpoles. I don't mind about none of it. Not one bit. It doesn't bother me. Actually, I back you 100%. Dance away. Have the time of your life. Live it up. This is football. This is fun for you. This is something you love to do. But what matters most is the win. You're a little emotional. You're a little sensitive, you know, but it's cool. It's all right, you know. The win matters. We don't want to see you punching holes in walls. We don't want to see you screaming up and down the sideline. I don't want to see none of that. We want to see you catch the football, then you can dance, and go back to the sideline. We don't want to hear nothing else. We don't want no antics this year. Nothing, no extracurricular stuff. Just football. Just football. We should have beat the Packers last year. Should have beat the Packers. And I know you might hear this and be like, we, who is we? You don't play football. Fans, we are invested in this. Our feelings, our emotions, money, time, it's invested in this. So, yes, we should have beat the Packers last year. We definitely would have beat the Cowboys. And I don't know. It would have been a little shaky against the Falcons, man. I don't know. I think we could have beat them. You know what I mean? I don't think they all that good. You know, they got a nice running back. Julio, nice. But outside of that, their defense kind of shaky still to me. You know, hard hitter here and there. But I ain't really scared of them. You know what I mean? Either way, it's a big year coming up. We got Brandon Marshall we've added. We've added Evan Ingram. Paul Perkins is in year two. We got rid of that terrible person they consider a running back. We're not even going to name him, but we know who's gone. He's out of here. Thank God. All right. Shepherd is back another year. Eli's a year older. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm going to defend you on this. Eli be throwing some shaky passes sometime. We going to hold you down. He throws some shaky passes sometime, but who cares? He's there when it's time to show up. Like the playoffs. Not saying he's the greatest quarterback, but I can guarantee you when the playoffs come, he's going to show up. That's what matters. That's the big moments. This is the moments that will make you legendary in New York City. These are the moments that will give you that Derek Jeter aura in New York City. You know? These are the moments that'll give you that Lawrence Taylor aura in New York City. If you don't win, it does not matter. Don't care. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. You want to be the best of the best. You want to be the highest paid player in the NFL. You got to win first. The more playoff wins, the more rings you get, I guarantee you the more money you get. They can't deny you when you win it. They can't deny you when you at the top of the hill. Right now, you ain't at the top of the hill. You are not the best wide receiver in football. I would give the best wide receiver in football to Antonio Brown. Followed by Julio Jones. Then you. And I don't really want to put Julio there, but he shows up in a big moment. He injury prone like a motherfucker, though. You know what I mean? He not going to play most of the season. Anyway, he always hurt. But at least he shows up in the big moments, hurt or not hurt. He's there. He's around. You? I don't know. Big games, I be nervous, man. We turn on the television, sit down with everybody. I can't even make a bet on you. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know if you're going to show up, if you're going to be a dancer, if you're going to be out there acting like Chris Brown. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. Okay? I don't like it. I need you to get it together. I need the Giants in the Super Bowl. And the only way they get into the Super Bowl is if you catch the football. I'm gonna keep saying it. I don't care. I don't care about nothing you do this year. You could catch the football with your toes. You could catch it on a handstand in the end zone. I don't care. Nothing matters. This entire season, regular season, means nothing without a successful playoff run. Successful playoff run is not winning in the first round. No. I need you to get you got to get to a conference. You got to get to a conference championship game. That's the amount that's acceptable. Anything else? Failure. Failure, 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 failure. That simple and plain. Anything else is a failure. All right. With that being said, come back to wrap this up, y'all. All right, y'all. We wrapping up the show. First one. I appreciate everybody for checking in, listening. We're gonna wrap it up. We spoke about Colin Kaepernick. Again, I'm gonna say this one more time. Fuck Colin Kaepernick. We spoke about Carmelo Anthony. I'm gonna say this one more time. Fuck Boy Don't Run. And we just spoke about Odell Beckham. I don't care. Those are three messages for each guy. I don't care. I do want to say to the NFL, you guys suck. Do I think Colin Kaepernick is good? No, I think he's trash. Do I think he should be on a team? Yes. You guys are doing a lot. He kneeled down. It's his right. He has a right to protest. Genuine or not, he has a right to speak his mind, freedom of speech, right to take a silent protest. You guys suck. Get it together. You're talking about sponsors. They're not going nowhere. Sponsors ain't going nowhere. They want that advertisement. They want to be seen. They want people to buy their products. They ain't going nowhere. Get over it. Whatever is going on, whether it be blackball or y'all just trying to make an example, enough is enough already. Somebody, just please sign this man. As you can see, people aren't arguing for him to be a starter. People just want him on the bench. First time I've ever seen anybody argue for a guy to be on the bench, but hey, whatever. Does he at least deserve to be on the team? Yeah, he's better than a few people. Let me mention, as a Trojan fan, I hear a lot of people talking about he's better than Mark Sanchez. Yeah, I got to chill. And the reason I say y'all got to chill is because y'all argument for Colin Kaepernick is he's won playoff games and he been to a Super Bowl. Mark Sanchez won playoff games, actually back-to-back AFC championship games. don't make him great. Y'all got to chill. Y'all going a little overboard, all right? Y'all got to hold it down. Hold it down, baby. Again, NFL, you guys suck. Get over it. The man took a stance. The man feels some type of way about the injustices. That's his right. There's plenty of things people don't feel good about. Oh, let me address the people one more time as well. Because I see a lot of y'all taking up for Colin Kaepernick and feel like, oh, all he did was take a silent protest and this. I don't see y'all speaking up for Michael Sam. Why not? All he did was come out and say he was gay. He ain't in the league. I didn't hear his name mentioned one time. Everybody was okay with him not playing. And he's a better college player than Colin Kaepernick. Y'all do not remember Colin Kaepernick in Nevada. Stop it. At least Michael Sam was an SEC player of the year, defensive player of the year. You do not remember Colin Kaepernick in Nevada. Stop. Cut it out. Another message for Colin Kaepernick. They don't let you in the NFL. Don't forget you were a baseball player. I actually think you're a better baseball player. Actually, that's what I think your sport is. I think you throw the football like a baseball player. I think you throw it like you're throwing a baseball person. That's just my personal opinion, though. Who am I? But hey, baseball might be the lane if they don't let you in. Though they should. Let's say you don't get into the NFL. The MLB might be the place for you to do your thing. Still can earn money. Still on a major platform. They need some buzz and attention. Might be a perfect situation for you, brother. Just might be. I don't know. Taking into consideration. I'm not even going to address Carmelo again. I'm going to say, fuck boy, don't run. Don't run now. Oh, no. Don't run. Odell, catch the football. As a matter of fact, I'm making a vow today. Every single day from now to week 17, I'm going to tweet you once a day. Catch the football. That's the slogan of the year. Catch the football. That being said, I appreciate y'all joining me on episode 1. I'll be back 2 weeks, Wednesday, 11:30. Appreciate y'all.
Check it out now. Check it out now. Check it out. Uh-huh. It's like that, yeah. It's like that now. It's like that. Uh-huh. It's like that now. That black 4-5.